KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 10 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, two men were arrested on separate charges in Red Oak. Just before 4 a.m. today, 47-year-old Michael Vaughn Cox of Red Oak was arrested in the 600 block of North 6th Street after Red Oak police were called to look for a man who was knocking on houses. Officers located a man later identified as Cox and arrested him for public intoxication. Cox was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 7:15 p.m. Monday, Red Oak police conducted a traffic stop and upon further investigation arrested 25-year-old Shiloh J. Major of Red Oak for driving under suspension with three withdrawals in effect. Major was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $566 bond. Well, a brief meeting was held Monday afternoon in the Atlantic Middle School for the purpose of initial proposals for the 2019-2020 bargaining between the district's non-certified staff and the administration. Andrea Halterman spoke on behalf of the district's 131 non-certified staff, who proposed a 4% increase in the base or starting wage, beginning with the first step in wages, or a total package of $114,031.
That's it?
That's it.
Are you implying to advance over to the next one, too?
Yes.
Superintendent Steve Barber, on behalf of the administration, proposed something slightly different.
The district is proposing that each eligible employee moves a step on the salary schedule. As you have your salary schedule in front of you, there's some gap years, some combined years in there. And that each eligible employee's hourly wage increases by 31 cents.
Okay.
Which is, based on our calculations, a total of 1.98%.
Okay.
And then the miscellaneous duration would be for a one-year contract.
Okay.
And Barbara offered a little more clarity on the district's proposal.
Okay, what we're saying is 31 cents in every category. And then, as you can see, there's different steps. Step three is 2 and 3 years, 4 through 6, mm-hmm. 7 through 9, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying with each eligible employee moves, so if you're in the fourth year, you would stay in that on step four. But if you were in the sixth year, you would move to step five in the seventh year.
The next round of discussions will be held today between Halterman and Barber to get additional information on costs. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, have announced that Darcy Young, BSN, RN, was among the honorees named in the 100 Great Iowa Nurses for the 2019 award class. Patients, colleagues, and nursing leaders nominated more than 500 nurses from across the state for the prestigious award. Honorees are recognized for their outstanding courage, competence, and commitment to patients and the nursing profession. Darcy Young has been manager of the Cass County Health System ER, or emergency department, since August of 2010, and also serves as a sexual assault nurse examiner and county medical examiner for Cass County. Before beginning with the Cass County Health System, she was an emergency department nurse at Jenny Edmondson Hospital for 5 years and Creighton University Hospital for 7. She received her RN from Iowa Western Community College in 1998 and completed her Bachelor's of Science in Nursing in 2016 from Aspen University. Each year, the 100 Great Iowa Nurses are honored at a ceremony. This year's 100 Great Iowa Nurses will be honored May 5th, the beginning of Nurses Week, at the 15th annual celebration in Des Moines. And officials of the Cass County Health System report a new lung cancer screening is now available at CCHS to detect potential lung cancers. Patients can undergo a low-dose computed tomography scan, or CT scan, in the Diagnostic Imaging Department. Carrie Schmidt, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at CCHS, says, much like a mammogram screens patients for breast cancer, we use a low-dose CT scan to check patients for lung cancer. The lower dose of radiation received during this annual screening makes it safer for the patient, she said. She said also that everyone is exposed to natural radiation from the environment and patients are exposed to small doses of radiation during some imaging testing like x-rays. And by using a lower dose of radiation during the test, she says, we're exposing the patient to a much smaller amount of radiation than during a typical CT procedure. And that's good because they want to keep your lifetime exposure to radiation at the lowest level possible. According to the American Cancer Society, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths for both men and women. Every year, more people die from lung cancer than of colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined. Schmidt said the screening is particularly important for patients who smoke or smoked heavily. In our funeral announcements, Eleanor Caroline Brown, age 96, of Avoca, died Friday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Eleanor Brown will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Juanita Wood, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Indianola. Funeral services for Juanita Wood will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Judy Rafter, age 79, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Judy Rafter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Tammy Green Magner, age 51, of Hamlin, died Friday in Lake City. Funeral services for Tammy Green Magner will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Lampe Funeral Home in Lake City. Marge Heitoff, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Manning, died Friday in Panora. A massive Christian burial for Marge Heitoff will be March 12th at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Friday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kenneth Bartlett will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.